Good morning. Showers and a steadier rain continue to move into the interior sections of New York and New England from the mid-Atlantic region. This is all a part of a low-pressure wave attached to a warm front which has slowly been working its way through the region over the last 24 hours. Temperatures have not dropped back that much. In fact, the humidity levels have come up with that frontal passage, and readings have only fallen back into the 60s, and that's where we'll start the day today with that rain. As the rain passes through, we'll get a brief break in the action in the middle of the day, maybe even some breaks in the clouds, and this will allow temperatures to shoot up into the middle and in some cases even the high 70s. At that point, mid-level energy will combine with a cool front at ground level to push through the region late this afternoon and into the evening. With the increased moisture content in the air and the warming atmosphere, we'll see showers and thunderstorms redevelop, and some of these could be on the stronger side with heavy downpours through the evening hours. As that front passes through the region overnight tonight, the trend will be toward drying things out, although still some showers lingering past midnight, especially into New England. Overnight lows will mainly be in the 50s to around 60 degrees. So with that front still passing through New England early tomorrow morning, we'll see some cloud cover around. Then the trend will be toward increasing sunshine through the day. The wind will pick up out of the northwest and become gusty, continuing the drying trend with increasing sun during the afternoon. Temperatures will push into the lower and middle 70s. A clear, cool night on Saturday night will lead to plenty of sunshine on Father's Day with high pressure and control both at the surface and aloft. That sunshine will lead to temperatures up into the lower 80s. The warming trend will continue into the day on Monday, increased humidity as well, with highs in the middle to upper 80s, and eventually the next front will approach on Tuesday and linger into Wednesday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the northern plains, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over the southern high plains. Modest, low-level moisture will be advected northward by increasing southerly winds east of a developing low-pressure center in the lee of the Rockies. This will produce moderate instability. The instability, combined with effective bulk shear of 40 to 50 knots, will prove favorable for some of the initial storms to take on supercell structures. Very large hail, exceeding 2 inches in diameter, strong wind gusts, and even a tornado threat will be possible with the afternoon and early evening storms in the northern plains. To the south, widely scattered storms are expected to initiate over the high terrain of New Mexico and southwestern Texas, then spread into the southern high plains during the late afternoon and evening. The strong instability and deep shear will support a few supercells with large hail, some very large hail, and damaging wind gusts as the main threats. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Juliana Airport, St. Martin, in the Netherlands Antilles at 2 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Takikawa Airport in Japan at 10:45 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with drizzle and fog, 45 degrees with a southeast wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 6 miles visibility with rain and fog, 65 degrees with a dew point of 63. 93% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 3 miles per hour. And the barometer at 29.87 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s. Boston, cloudy with showers in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, showers, then increasing sun with highs near 70 degrees. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 68 degrees, the low 59. The average temperature, 64, that's 2 degrees below normal. 0.007 inch of rain yesterday, 1.84 inches for the month, which is 0.28 above normal. And 15.40 inches for the year, which is 0.94 inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low 56. The record high 94 set in 1892, and the record low 38 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m. 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms around today with highs in the upper 60s. More showers and storms this evening, then a drying trend overnight tonight with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and storms this evening, then a drying trend overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and storms this evening, then a drying trend overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and storms this evening, then a drying trend overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. More showers and storms this evening than a drying trend overnight tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some clouds to start, then increasing sunshine, breezy and mild, lower to mid-70s. Mostly sunny, warm on Sunday, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, more humid Monday, mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms possible Tuesday and Wednesday, lower to mid 80s. And mostly sunny with upper 70s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.